So why don't we call this meeting to order at 2:01 p.m. Roll call.
Director Steele.
Here.
Mr. Mayor.
Here.
General Manager Davies.
Here.
Recreation Program Supervisor Kaiser.
Here.
Okay. And public comments. Okay, one at a time. All right, we're seeing no one in the public. We'll close the public comment period. Approved minutes, there are none at this time, since this is our first meeting of this standing committee. Discussion items, established bylaws for the communication standing committee. Bylaws look acceptable.
All right.
Same format as we...
Same format. These should look fairly familiar.
Yeah, sure.
This may be the first time Director Mayor has...
Yeah, reviewed. I'm in the last couple of sentences, but everything looks great.
Okay, very good, Ben. All right, then I guess by consensus, we'll fill in the blanks on these, and this will work as the bylaws.
They look good.
I
agree.
The next process is establishing the Communications Standing Committee Chair. It's been done a variety of ways, but mostly it's usually one director takes it over for 1 year, and the other director will take it over the next year.
And my recommendation would be that Director Steele takes it the first year as the veteran, and I can watch and learn in the first year and then take over as the second year.
That's a long time. Okay, I'll make a motion that we move in that order.
All right. I guess we all say okay.
Okay.
All right. With that, I abdicate my authority over to the new chair.
All right. Discuss community, item three, discuss community calendar and set communication standing committee meeting dates.
Okay, cool. You remember what Irma was going to suggest?
The first.
Oh, it was going to be the first. Wednesday.
Okay, was it Wednesday? Yes, you're right.
The first Wednesday quarterly.
So I would like to see, because of the problems or challenges, not problems, but challenges we faced with the communications on the water meter, and because of the, although it doesn't relate directly to us, the lack of communications on the gate process, communications is gate for the country club.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I think we have before us a real opportunity. The community has been upset primarily due to lack of communications. They would have been upset over certain issues, but not as much as they have been. So I would recommend we meet the first quarter every month. So the first three meetings, so tonight, one more in a month, and then go to the quarterly, just to get the ball rolling.
Is it okay to schedule that for the first Wednesdays?
Yeah, that's our standing meeting for the regular board meeting, so I'm okay with that.
As long as it's on and off.
How does that work for you guys? I mean, you got to get ready for our board meetings.
It's tough.
I know.
But we'll make it happen. If we get into any issues, we can always come back to the committees and ask for some adjustment.
Reschedule it, right? This is a different priority than the other meetings, so you'll have to let us know what works best for your schedules. But I'm okay with going at least for a couple, two or three meetings.
I think there's a couple of things we can discuss in the front end and then follow up quarterly.
Gotcha. So why don't we? So I got first Wednesday for the first 3 or 4 months.
Three months.
Then explore quarterly meetings.
Or meet as needed.
Actually, it'll be three left. So if we go three meetings in a row, monthly, today, and then one in a month, so it's only 60 days, and then three meetings, that'll be a quarter through, and now we only have three meetings remaining.
Very good.
That's good?
Time. If it's the first Wednesday, do you want to have this immediately before a board meeting? So like at 5? Do you want a break in between?
I'm retired. I can do it anytime.
I mean, later is better for me, but staff needs to decide how you guys can manage your time. I would prefer like at 3:30, but or later. But it's you're at your convenience. So,
well, would you prefer to do for example, if we do it at 5, it runs into the next meeting. If we get it over with early, you got an hour or whatever, and that way you're not doing this at 4, and then you got to, you know, watch some TV or do whatever you're going to do and come back at 7.
TV dinner.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's up to you guys, whichever most convenient.
Well, we've got other committee members that are on the clock, and if you get them at 5, I mean, you've already got the meetings now at 6 o'clock that you're coming to this afternoon. If we could do 3:30, as Director Steele says, maybe 3:30 to 4:30, if that's not too much of a burden on you guys, that puts you into the normal work day.
Okay. What's for the next meeting? Let's pull up our bylaws for
but
right now.
You think of it.
Do you go home in between? The problem, actually, yeah. We're here nonstop.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. Then
so
it's your call.
What do you think, Matt? Just have it 5 o'clock or 5:30?
It's like a 1 hour meeting or less, right?
5:30.
Yeah,
you want to go to 5:30?
And then less if we
it should be like real fast. I don't know. So
we'll do it at 5:30. And then that way you guys come in at 5:30, you get all your meetings knocked out.
All right.
So starting at 5:30.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll see that.
So we'll do that for March and April, and then we go into the quarterly.
Gotcha.
After that.
Okay. So that's...
All right. And to have this meeting, we don't have both of us stop to be here anyway. All right. We're just making recommendations and gathering information for the board, right?
We see you as our sounding board.
Okay, perfect. All right. I love it.
Good track.
I think that's good. So we've got our meeting dates set, and moving on to item 4, one of the communications is our permanent message board staff.
Okay, we're going to turn this one over to Kelly, who's got a presentation on this for you. Worked very hard on this.
Awesome. Thank you.
So as you know, over the past couple of years, people have, residents have been kind of complaining about the portable message trailers out there being unsightly and thinking it's used too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some research about permanent message boards, such as the ones that's in front of Timber Point Elementary. So in the book that I gave you, there's kind of a history on, you know, where it came up. Some possible ideas as to where it could be placed in a centralized location. Pictures, I did some Google images of different areas where it could be placed. And there are some restrictions as far as some places we don't own the land. So that might be something to take into consideration. And also it has to be wired for electricity. So some areas are, like the corner of Highway 4 and
it could be a $10,000 just to get the service there or more. Just the sign costs
like $10,000. Gas barbecue. Huh?
Yeah. So over there, it's easy. Yeah. All right.
So if you're going to go through, here's a drawing of what they said it would look like.
And that's on page?
It's the next, I think you see it right there. Okay. Yeah. So this is from Stewart Designs, who did, they've done hundreds in California, and they sent us all their recommendations of the girls. They're the ones that actually did Timber Point sign.
Hmm.
And so there's that. There's a couple of different quotations that they gave us. The woman I spoke with, the sales manager, she said she would give us 5% off if we bought multiple signs. So if you want to put them in two different locations. There's different options as far as this one has color graphics, or there's some that just have just the red lettering. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what you want to utilize it for. So there's different prices through here, different ideas for what to use, maybe where to have them. And then I also went through and researched some other cities that have kind of bylaws created so that the usage policy is clear, so you're not having people assume that they can post anything they want.
Bon ads.
On it? Yes.
And actually, just to interrupt for a second, we're going to do the sign board for the tunnels meetings at Dr. Rod.
Sign board for what?
Of the tunnel meetings, the portable sign board.
Good.
All right.
I never did respond to that because I was thinking through it and I forgot after.
That's okay. I got to take it.
But I thought it was a great idea.
All right. So we're talking about permanent message boards. We've got some construction ideas on how these things look. And we're looking at locations and those things. And the reason that we're looking at this item is because the public's come to us and is looking for ways of getting more communication on all points of our neighborhoods. And the existing sign truck has we've used it more than we need to for that location. I guess, I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, I want one of these, but it's just like, I kind of have a hard time with, I like the sign truck. So, if we want to update. What, it looks like they've dropped in price about 2 years, maybe 2 or 4 years ago. We had a communication committee. I can't remember the dates, but we had another communication committee, and this was one of the items. And it was a compromise with the past board that we bought this portable trailer that could have multiple purposes besides getting the information out about our town activities and community events. It also had a safety factor in it. And so if we're not getting any complaints from the county as far as our use of that sign, are we?
Not the county.
Okay.
But we have had some feedback from citizens,
yeah.
And at one point, I believe we got a call from one citizen, says, can you get that thing out of there? I'm trying to sell my house.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a, you know, an ISO.
Yeah, the messaging wasn't clear on it. I know, too, it was talking about, you know, it was with the lake and the stuff we had in the lake of last year, the algae bloom, and so it was really a safety alert, but I don't know where we would get the budget for something like this. So, do you have any idea on how we would finance this?
Well, it would have to come out of water and wastewater.
Well, this is part of the committee. We have to go search out the thing. We have to determine whether it's good or bad. So, you're saying that you're a little concerned about the cost?
The board has expressed concern about spending money in the past, and so. These seem now a lot more affordable now. It seems like you can get two of them for, what, under about $20,000, it looked like, maybe $25,000,
yeah.
Plus installation, maybe another 10 or 15 or whatever, but I just want to, I think the community on the west side has no, I think that Bixler corridor has no communication on it as far as the town, and they pretty much don't really have a linkage. I mean, other than they're zipping up and down the Safeway. And then I know our disturbing traffic is pretty steady, but if I was to look at population, where do you put a sign? If you just had one sign, where would you put that? And you know, the consensus was that the center of the town is actually Safeway, and that was based on demographic studies and those things, and that people were trafficking, you know, from that point centrally. But I know we talked about going on Bixler Road and. Discovery Bay Boulevard a while ago, but do you have any recommendations on if we could get the funds financed? Where do you?
Well, can I just add? So the people that I've talked to, and I've talked to quite a few, I've searched out people, knocked on doors, and asked them what they thought. A lot of the people that came to our open houses came as a result of the ticker board that we've got out there right now, and some of them did complain about the crudeness of it. You know, that it's rather barbaric to see that sign. It looks like a construction site instead of a communications sign. So the concept is there. It did bring people to the communications, to the area. I think it's something that could be used not only for the blue-green algae and some of the other notices and meetings that we have, but Lions Club, Chamber of Commerce that has activities they depend upon, you depend upon, communications through the press. Primarily, this is another avenue that then we would have to look at the usage of it, but partners within the town, obviously, if they have activities going on, is a great means of getting people to communicate. So I looked at your report, and good job. It's a really good job. And the locations, I mean, we can't afford, if you really look at it, you had a sign by the lakes, lakeshore, here, probably where that ticker board is, let's just say, coming into the Newport. Safeway, so what did I add up, 5, 6? Then that's really probably something we would dream about, but not be able to afford in the near term. But if we looked at maybe one or two locations, because I looked at Livermore has over 4th Street, they put a banner up over. I love their banner. And when I talk to some of the people that I know out there, and my son is a policeman, so I've talked to him about what, you know, has anybody ever said anything? And the answer is yes, that they know if they want to figure out what's going on, drive down 4th Street. But they do have a couple other locations that they actually communicate. So it's a good start. Say right where the ticker board is, it's drawn the attraction, do one sign, see if it brings any appealing comments, you know, favorable comments, if it gets the word across. And a way we can tell people appreciate it is when other people say, we want a sign. Mm. So I can remember I lived off of Newport, and I always felt that the ticker board was on the Discovery Bay Boulevard, and every time I drove off of Highway 4 into Newport, I never knew unless I drove over here. So if we did something, if we at least entertained the idea of putting up the board, and I like the one at the Timber Point. It's simple. It's clean. I looked at all the, you know, it's anti-graffiti.
Is it color?
No, it's just red.
Yeah, yeah. So it gives the parents all the messages they need because they all have to drive right by it to get, drop their kids off and pick them up. So so it's a good start, and if it's good, although I don't think we have power there.
We have it at the well house.
So you got to look at the cost of the power. The one, and then maybe a second choice would be, you know, if you added another sign, maybe Safeway. But that one spot that you show in the report, is there power there?
I believe there is.
Oh.
This is the one at Pixar Road.
And that's accessible to
the northwest corner?
By Syntex.
Yeah, the northwest corner of Bixler and Highway 4. Yeah. That was another site that had come
across from the gas station.
Although, you know, I wonder, like, it's such a bonsai intersection. Like, would we cause a traffic accident over it? And I can't confirm that or deny that.
Well, they thought that about the freeway signs, but it's proven to be pretty effective.
But that's a good spot where, look.
And I wonder if there is a Caltrans issue. Even though it's not on Highway 4 and it's our property, is there a proximity issue where they're going to have some kind of a issue?
That would be my second spot if we were to have a second spot someday.
So if there is a chance we can find the budget, if we're capable, at least one, if possible two, and then if there's a success, we could look at trying to incorporate Lakeshore, you know, Timber Point, the other recommendations you gave. And Syntex is a little tough. They've got three entrances and exits, but not a main. They have one coming off of Fixler, and then they have two coming off of Highway 4. I think that would be hard to say we'll put one in each entrance in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
It just wouldn't happen.
Well, I wish they could get off the community, but they won't do that yet. So. What, I got comments about why aren't we putting a sign at the entrance? Why isn't it not part of the front landscaping? And I didn't have an answer for that yet because we're still talking about it. But that was another location that was commented on, just by some people making their left turn off Highway 4 into Discovery Boulevard. They were saying, why don't you? We're all looking at that corner every time. We're all sitting there for 3 minutes, but I don't know.
And it has power. Mm-hmm. Flaky, but it's got power.
That needs to be revitalized.
Have to turn off some lights to get it to work.
Yeah.
Shake the switch.
You know, I am thinking, as you guys mentioned, about the, you know, where would the funding come from? I mean, primarily that signboard would be used for mostly announcing events and things of this nature. So, you know, how much funding can I really subscribe to water and wastewater when it's actually talking about things that are more...
Well, you talk about water meters.
Conservation.
It's a town.
Oh,
community center activities in the community center.
Community center's not water.
I know that, but it's if we utilize it for that, then funds could come from those areas.
Yeah, I think when it's like in like a passive mode, it should be pushing the website and conserve water. You know, when it's just kind of just pushing the townofdiscovery.com or whatever, you know, we want to push. But yeah,
have you guys thought about right here in front of just if we had one sign, just making it in front of the community center?
I love it.
And I know not everybody is driving by it, but if they wanted to see what's going on, I mean, you can go by it. You know where the sign is lit. I'm just throwing it into the mix.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's the best choice.
That's
well, how did we pick the spot where the ticker board is now?
Historically, there was a service sign there, I understand. And we had that land, you know, part of our area. And so that was just, we knew that the traffic was right there, the majority of the
I think you hit a home run because most of the comments that came back, they liked that location.
Yeah.
The people turning off a clipper.
Well, you get it off a clipper. You had it at one point in front of Clipper. up by the steakhouse in that area. And when you turned off a clipper to come down into Discovery Bay Boulevard, you couldn't see it. That was the downside. Mm-hmm. So if you put it at the main entrance, anybody coming in from Clipper, Newport Clipper, would not see it. But I like the idea. You would see it clear as day when you're coming in off of Discovery, off of Highway 4 onto Discovery Bay Boulevard. But price is not too bad.
Yeah, and I would lean towards a double-sided sign if I was going to make a guess of where. I do a lot of advertising through sign in my business, and I just find it's more effective with traffic flow to have it perpendicular to the traffic flow and being able to see it in both directions. And it seems mm-hmm. like I get twice the energy out of it.
Yeah,
it was like maybe a 20% mark. It wasn't too
less than double the price. So.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's an efficiency gain if you get double sided.
And then part of the sign, and there's a service sign plan and all these things. I don't know how you tie these things together, and do you make a special podium and tie the service clubs into the bottom of it? I don't know how you make some money on this thing. Or pay for it, but that's another way. Right now it's just got a pedestal.
Right? I know Virgil's making a sign for our community service organizations, and I've heard it too. So I and then he's going to make some requirements of what the Lions Club seal or this particular seal is all going to have to fall into certain parameters to make sure you can come up and around. Yeah. But I don't think those would fit under there. That'd be kind of
tough. I'm just saying as a base or something, or if you wanted to get some dollars for it, there's some space there. Can a public entity, I guess you could, they sponsor baseball parks and that are owned by municipalities, so I guess you can.
This is a Rod question.
Yeah, I'm talking about sponsorship. How would you, if you could generate some sort of a help cover the electrical cost or something, and have somebody like for an annual sponsorship or someone bottom logo or something painted on or whatever. I don't know how that works.
The dog park has it's a beautiful sign going in the dog park, sponsored by, and it's very clear who it's sponsored by.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Those are good locations. Yeah. So I think anywhere towards the south end of Discovery Boulevard, probably an incoming traffic. And then we could get a second location somewhere along the Bixler thoroughfare there and Highway 4 or, in those two roads.
So what if we bring this recommendation to the board in June maybe? I'm going to tell you.
That's a problem.
Well, if we're in agreement, I'd say we go out and try to find out what we can do for donations.
Okay.
Would be an easy way. And, there's a few of the groups that I've talked to, $10,000 wouldn't break their back on a donation. Anything mm-hmm. above that might be a little bit difficult. I don't know how the Chamber of Commerce is or the Lions Club, but, they have people that they go to, groups that they go to for donations, and if we could put some sort of a plaque or an emblem, don't get like the superstar sports heroes that have 47 logos on their shirt.
No Budweiser logo on the bottom. I don't think so.
You could do something and maybe pull some donations to get at least one sign, because the price of one sign is less than $15,000, right? That's a single sign, so about $12,000 is what you put, I think, right? $12,500.
$13,000 for a single side, and then for double side,
is 19. Okay. If it went into the location where the ticker board is now, dual side, it probably wouldn't work because it's blocked on the back side unless it can protrude out further.
Yeah.
And maybe the first sign is a single side in there, and then we
would want a double one at the corner of Pitcher Road and Highway 4.
There's been a lot of traffic accidents at that intersection, and that's one of the traffic study sites right now that the engineers are looking at is Clipper and Discovery Boulevard, and they've talked about how they're going to slow traffic down there without putting a stop sign. Yeah. And so, you have to investigate that, I guess, the traffic. I don't know. I would pull the sign personally. I wouldn't worry about the Clipper traffic. I'd be pulling it closer to the shopping center, to the south, and you've got two sides of that. No, we don't. There's a little entrance to the little country club community right there. There's like a road right there. See that grass? I was thinking on the south side of that grass.
What, going into the steakhouse?
Yeah, there's a driveway there for a subdivision there. Yeah. And just to the north side of that.
Well, it wouldn't be bad.
You get two sides out of it, but one side, whatever you
Well, two-sided would work because you'd get it coming in, and Clipper turning left would see it from there.
Yeah.
So maybe a two-sided would be good.
We have power there. That's probably the biggest.
Power could be a different... That could be 9,000, 10,000 by itself.
So I guess step one would be to see if we can figure out who could help pay for this, right?
Yeah.
And then, okay. I could have just the person for that project.
I could call a couple of people I know as well.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are good signs. We're not going to watch Super Bowl on it, so.
No.
It's not high def or anything.
Puts a little pride. I love the example, so that must be their artist rendition.
Yes.
And it puts a little pride, Discovery Bay banner being on the top, just like it has Timber Point.
Wow, see one on
you know, it's kind of nice to have that. Makes people feel
a little upscale.
Yeah.
I noticed they're on Highway 4 now coming through Pittsburgh, so you never used to see lighted advertising things in full color and huge, and it's like, I think I'm in Vegas or something.
That is exactly what I just thought. Wow, Vegas is here now.
Okay, so it sounds like we're in favor of the concept to move forward, not to do it, but to move forward.
I think collect some more data for you. Go ahead to start narrowing in on some firm ideas and funding.
I think Chris has some good ideas. Maybe we consider the location if we've got a place of power. Dual-sided is not quite twice as much, so it's a pretty good savings.
Yeah.
Almost two signs in one.
But if we go like total low budget and we're like really tight, then I would see a one side and push it up where the existing sign card is and call it good. But you know, if we could stretch a little bit, it would be nice to get a.
And I think if you get one sign up, then you'll get the feedback from them. And if they like it and others are saying, I want one, then we look at what we need to do and put priorities on where they go.
It really was tough with that drought. We had it there for like months, and the realtors were calling me, and they were just like, wow, you guys, it's not like you just had it there for a week or for 10 days or you know, one event. It was like, wow, you guys were leaving that permanently, and so I was getting some heat on it, but I, you know, it was important to have that information, I guess. So.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I like it.
Nice job, Phil.
Yeah, and I would hope that we could have a goal and we could get something, by the first of our next fiscal year or something, have that in the July budget or June.
We're going to be on a little spending spree.
Oh, all right.
No problem. Sure. I get it.
Yeah.
A couple of questions, though, at least one. The way to communicate to the sign is by a wireless method. They talk about an antenna has to be within 1,500 feet.
Yes.
Okay. So without going into great detail, that would involve, if we put multiple signs up, figuring out where we would put the antennas and how those would be put up. I didn't see a cost associated with that.
No, I think that's included.
Or is that our responsibility?
I'm not sure I can ask that.
Because it sounds like just it said a line of sight, so it's just a Wi-Fi.
So the truck just drives up the technician?
You can do it off your cell phone, your iPad. But ideally, it would be from the office. You would be sitting at the desk and you could answer. But that didn't seem like the way that this communicated.
Okay, I'll contact her next.
Yeah, let her know how. And if we had multiple signs miles away from each other, not within line of sight, what's the logistical requirements?
We might have to get three bids as we start narrowing in on
this. Yeah.
I got to figure out what our purchasing policy is on this. And I know the amount makes a difference.
Okay. All right, good deal. Well, that's exciting. Thank you. Move on to item five, discussion regarding the e-blast systems, using our website to send information related to board meetings and other pertinent information.
So I'm going to turn this over to Carol, who's was part of
I have some handouts. Let's see how I can do those. So the eBlast system is basically within our contract with Digital Deployment. It's already within the contract with 2,000 subscribers. So going beyond that will cost money, but the way I have it listed out here is the content will be, the email blast will be from the content from the website. Mm-hmm. And the protective language could be something that we would generate. I don't know if you guys want to work together on what type of protective language we would have on the email blast or the newsletter or any type of thing. They don't have like a boilerplate language. So I don't know if you want to do that. And subscribing, on the packet that I handed out, to subscribe, it could be either the third page. Mm-hmm. It could either be at the top next to Contact Us. Is one location I think would be really good, because that's a lot of people use Contact Us. Pay water bill. So yeah. I think that would be a good spot. And then the next page would be a location for a pod. And those are several places within the website to say subscribe.
I thought we have that already. I thought I could just put my email in a box and put a subscriber, add the email.
It's not live.
Oh, the old website used to have that.
Maybe that's what it was.
That's pretty good.
So there's different things that, different places we can put the information as to how we can subscribe. And then the last page is a type of format for, you know, either a newsletter, a release, news release, or a default type of blast that we can do, depending on what we're announcing or what we're getting information out mm-hmm. about. And the training on this is fairly simple, according to Digital Deployment, and they'll train you on how to get started and what I need to do to get things out to the people.
So who does our, this is in conjunction with the website,
Grand This Master. Is within our website, yes.
So who is the firm that we...
Digital Deployment.
Digital Point?
Digital Deployment. Deployment.
Okay, I thought of Sacramento there.
Mm-hmm. So part of the, what I was going to ask, and this might answer that, is how do we get push notifications? And so this is, in a sense, a push.
I believe it would be because it's a resident is subscribing, and so the push notifications would then, is that, I'm not really familiar with that.
So let me give you an example. If anybody subscribes to Channel 7 or Channel 2 or any of the news stations that says, I got a little app and give me the weather forecast or whatever else you want, and every day it would come in and give us an update, or Channel 7 has it to where any breaking news goes out. So they push just means they push it instead of people. One of the things I can assure you, what are there, 70, what's the population? 14,000, 13,500. Of that, probably less than 500 go to our website.
Right.
Just on them. You know, they've got their banks they go to, they got the airlines, they got everything in the world to go to. This is the last one that they want to go to, unless there's something they're upset about, which probably 500 plus have been on it recently.
And that's why the Contact Us part of the website is where a lot of people get the...
Ultimately, will go there when they get frustrated enough, so usually the contact is not favorable. So if we could do a push, and the push is anytime breaking news. So water meters, boom, you don't have to spend, sign the check for $1,030 to send those flyers out that you rushed out.
Well, we still do, because these are going to be individuals that sign up for this service, and it's not going to be everybody in Discovery Bay. So, but this would certainly, they would get the first edition. So anytime we have something like that, we're going to push it out. Anything that we mail out, we push it out to the, instead of calling it a push, we blast it out. Right?
Okay. It's an email blast.
Yeah.
So we don't have, so it's a bigger communication thing. That we already have people that are, that we email to all of our minutes, to all of our the individuals that already come to the town. We've already got a database. We should have 100 plus people on that. And before I was on the board, I was on that list. And
You know,
you're right. There are quite a few. I don't know if it's 100, but
there's
a lot.
Yeah, but that list could be put into this mode. Mm-hmm. There's a big issue with spam and everything, mm-hmm. and people get tired of having a bunch of junk in their email. I don't need a weekly email blast from the town. I already have one, but the public doesn't. And so, if you can make it on a if you do a schedule where it's useful information. Just because there's a board meeting doesn't mean that's useful information for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, if it says that the lake's shut down because there's a E. coli outbreak, then that's an issue. You know, we need to blast that out. But I think we need to come up with a news. If we're going to do some sort of a blast list, we probably need to look at it more on a current events newsletter. We do it already with the Park and Rec, and kind of model it after that. But I don't want a weekly blast unless somebody asks for it.
My vision is that this is for breaking information that we want them to have, or something that we're sending out to all residents. This is not a routine thing. Not every day I've got the daily or weekly or monthly blast. But there was a letter that came out actually to the homeowners. I don't think I've sent it to you guys yet. I may have, if this sounds familiar. Dina gave me that she got about the Balfour Road widening and the trees, and I did send it to you. Okay, good. Yeah. I'm a good boy.
Thank you.
But that would be something I would e-blast to our residents. Now, we put it up on our website, but they have to go there. But that would be something I would
say. Yeah, you just have a link on there and then shoot it over. Even our meeting agendas and minutes, I don't know why we just don't have a link. I don't need another PDF. I just need the link so I can download it when I'm ready. I get my email box is heavy, gigabytes, and so if we can make more links and have like maybe five sentences and then it goes to the link so I can kind of get a teaser for why I'm going to click on that for sign-ups or for the next water meter conservation meeting or something. Would be good. These are I'm using them right now for my business and for the chamber. And we have a weekly. We used to get too much email, so now we just have a Monday update or Monday. You know, we try to do it on a regular basis, but it's a lot of email at some point. But it beats having 10 emails for all these little pieces.
I think I've gotten 5 or 6 emails from them in the last 3 days.
You're on the favorite list.
The whole thing.
So but for the when I talk about the push, there was no intent to say we would blast that out every day or what you do is you get people. So if you look at, let me give you an example, and I'm not comparing this to Nextdoor. Are you on Nextdoor? You're on Nextdoor.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are on Nextdoor.
I have my confidential informant.
and you do not read every Nextdoor.
Oh, okay.
I try to, but I can't do it. So what you get from Nextdoor is something that we could utilize, and it goes along with what you're saying, Director Steele, is that you put on a subject, and on Nextdoor, what you'll probably do is when you see the lost dogs, if you're not into dogs, you'll just blow through that when you won't read it. You saw the subject, you don't open it. With us, we don't have to do this daily like Nextdoor, but it'll have a subject, and if they're interested, they'll open it. If they don't, if they elect not to, that's fine. Meeting minutes, a link to it, and not a PDF, as you said. So there's a way to do with the push, but I would love to sit with, I'd love to have an appointment with this organization, digital, whoever, so I can sit and find out what their capabilities are, and I'm sure there's a cost.
Well, these guys are top end. They can do anything.
And I'd love to understand that what capabilities they have, so at least we have an avenue. Because we are going digital in this wonderful world. Newspapers are becoming less and less.
You don't get a pager alert anymore?
I get a pager.
Oh, I forgot my pagers at home.
Pager. Do they still make those? But the newspapers, even looking in my neighborhood, I see only one out of all the houses. It used to be every front, every driveway. Well, it used to be every porch had a newspaper. Then it turned to driveways, and now it's getting off. And we got to be able to move into the digital era to try to capture those. There's some that don't want to be alerted, and those are the ones that don't sign up for the alerts. It has to be a voluntary thing.
Yeah, I think we need a policy around this if we're going to do EOS. But I think the website right now should have a really simple subscriber button. And you should be able to put your email in there and just hit subscribe, and then it goes into our database of contacts. And I would hope that, it's public, and they can either opt in to put their name and a phone number with it, or they can just put their first name, or leave a blank, I guess. But
and
it would
they can
be nice.
Opt out at any time.
Yeah, right. And every email is the bottom, so I can change my email address or as a subscriber or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
I wish we, I know you've got your contact link there, but it would be nice to have that button towards the top where you can go, you know, join newsletter or join a, email blast or something.
Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever these guys
do. Community service account. Yes. Community center activities, you could sign up for that. You could sign up for parks and recreation, whatever you want to sign.
And then like the next level would be, you could go into a screen where you're like, oh, I'm interested in board meetings, I'm interested in a community center, I'm interested in water conservation. You know, maybe there's a three or four menus that you could opt into more subgroups, but it's, we don't have the, you know, maybe someday.
And the idea behind it is with the electronic, everybody reads the same material. It's always updated, you know, it's there, and nobody's getting outdated stuff. They get it when they want to get it, same as Xfinity and some of the other things. You want it when you want it, not when they want to deliver it to you. But if you look at a ticker board and push notifications, a better communications off our website, I think we tackles, you know, 80-90% of the issues that we're facing today.
And I think Livermore's got a good system on their city website.
Yes, they do.
They may want, just for the giggles and grins, and you don't need more email, but you may want to subscribe and see what they're blasting out and see if you can handle it or not. I think it's important too to have a unified message, and you know, we're putting a piece over here on Facebook, we're putting a piece over here on our website, we're putting a piece out on the board meeting. It kind of, I wish it was like, if we're updating our town Facebook, why aren't we just sending it out in a blast? And so, like, you know, get, some people don't check Facebook, some people just check email, some people only check Facebook, they don't have email, and so it's kind of interesting how people are taking their information, but...
you understand all those?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So you have to move forward, right?
Yes, sir. I'm going
okay.
to actually talk to Digital Deployment. First get a meeting so you can kind of understand everything that they
offer.
Would
this be a phone conference meeting?
I'll have to see if they can
that
or down.
That or they're in Sacramento. I'll drive up to Sacramento.
Okay.
It makes
I'll
no difference.
They can do a webinar pretty easy, too.
Right. There you go. And then we might want to get a policy. You were saying something about
I don't know
we
if
have
it
a
won't.
Website policy. I know that.
I think it'll come out as communication committee if we're going to have a newsletter function or an e-blast function, what that looks like. But I think we should have that. People should be able to opt in now, and we can figure out how to use it.
And like you were saying, for Nextdoor, you could list out the topics, that like three or four topics that you want to have within that e-blast, whether it be board meetings or community center or swimming pool or whatever. They can click on that and get the information on that item.
I thought the e-blast was an affirmative, I mean, it's almost like a group email. And so we write a group email and we hit send and it hits everybody. What you're describing sounds to me like they've got to come to the site and push on something.
Well, I'm going to ask to see if they have different categories that we, that we could label, like you were saying. I don't know if they can do that. I'm just saying I can ask to see.
So with the high-tech industry, an email blast is good, but you have an awful lot of people who have filters that push those into trash. A lot of companies try to bypass that, especially hospitals and other areas that tell you to put me into your user account, your friends or contacts, so that it will come through without being shoved over to the trash, junk mail. So it gets a lot, but there's a lot that electronically block you out. And if you have it to where they don't necessarily have to come to the website, not necessarily. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it. You can download an application that says Town of Discovery, TODB. Mm-hmm. If they had the capability to do that, put it onto your iPhone, your whatever device you have, and you would click on that to gain information. So there's a lot of different. There's dozens of ways, but we.
I mean, you
that's
out
why
out
I wanted to talk
blast.
To find
you
out
about
the capability.
Great email blast, this information, and it, but there's no link to.
About,
it's just like, hey, this is the heads up. And that's great, and but sometimes there might be a link to get further information, to go deeper.
That's
just kind of the idea. And really, people should go to the website first to go get information. They should depend on the email. They should depend on all these things. They should be going to the website, because that's our podium for getting information out. And we had to train the public to go to the website or go to Facebook or one of these things. But
and then Carol, there's another thing is the website, the activity of the website. We can get statistics. I don't know if we can.
I don't know if that's built into our contract, but I will
so
ask that.
They have it. I know they have it. So you could look at some of these statistics you should look at on a routine basis is how many hits you get.
We'll add that on our agenda.
And then whether they came straight to the website or whether they were directed from another channel. It tells you a lot of stuff. So during the water meter episode, when we all of a sudden went from 3 or 4 people showing up to 70 people showing up, we would have probably seen that spike. And maybe even before the meeting, we would have seen that spike.
What we have to be careful of is moving this process so far to the point now I got to have an on-site webmaster to manage it all. And that's what I'm trying to avoid. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We can do a lot of things.
That's why we
went
to.
We went to, but Carol doesn't have the time to be on this thing. It's like, here's a document. Blast it.
Got it.
And because if she has to now monitor this and what are the trends, and it's not going to happen.
It might be that the simplest of the early, given the thing we've just dealt with is the water meter installation, it would have been great to say, board meeting this Friday or this Wednesday, and then click on for the agenda. And just to have that as a blast, and then people go, oh, okay, now I know what these guys are looking at. It's 125 pages, and it could be that simple.
Water meter open house. Click on link.
Yeah.
And then it has all the information on our website through that link. If you want to open house. Mm-hmm. Got it.
And the idea, I'm with you on that one. I'm with you not getting more work to the staff. I'm not asking for them to sit back.
I know you're not.
I'm not. It's available, and a lot of times you won't look at it, even though it may be there on a routine basis. It's available. So at some point, you might want to go in and get it, and as long as the historical data is there, you can capture it. So, and that might not be Carol. It might be me that is interested for some supporting information as we're being questioned.
Yeah.
So it's good.
There's been past where the general manager has sent out a regular update. It was an informal update, but it was a public record and those things. And but those are newsworthy events that could be in a blog and through the email blast. So what do you have to recreate? All you have to do is copy and paste and push the button. It's not you don't need to be wordsmith because the GM or somebody's already wordsmithed it, but we could talk about the content in the next meeting or something. What would an e-blast look like? I think this is an ongoing conversation, this e-blast, this meeting agenda item, so we should carry this forward. And then you brought up about website analytics, and I haven't seen any since we hired this company, and they need to provide us a
report.
Yeah, they've got a detailed analysis of our activity, and they built in something called Google Analytics, but it would be nice to have that part of our package so we can justify why we've spent so much money on our website.
Well, it could very well be that it's available to us and we just don't know that. Yeah. And it wouldn't be you having to dig in. It could be that we have a link that we can go to. And this could be board members that go in to get it. It would be no more work or labor for anybody else and no additional cost. But if I talk to them and they say, oh, for $100,000 a year, we will give you these 4 options. An end of conversation.
But what it'll do is it'll help us optimize our website use. And if we had that information, we could figure out if, everybody's going past the first page or not. And we don't know.
I really like our website. And we're getting off the topic of the e-blast. But the website is a good website. It could be modeled a little bit better. For us to get to certain information, frequently asked questions on the water meter was difficult for me to find. And after I went to it, and then I spent a few days or a week, and then I wanted to go back to it, I had to go relearn it again. Of course, that's probably age, but it took me a while to go through because it wasn't readily there. I had to click on the picture, then I had to click on the little tiny caption underneath that said, and I clicked on it, and then I got it. So it wasn't 6 clicks. It was only 2 or 3 clicks, but I had to know which way to go.
Right.
It wasn't intuitive. And that's part of the website, digital, whoever.
Performing.
It's up to them to say, hey, or we didn't tell them that this is going to be a key item, put it on the front page, easy access. So we got to figure out which way we can go there. So it's a good website, clean. you got to be proud of it, but I think there's some tricks that they could do to improve it.
Well, yeah, a lot of the things that you were talking about, I've added to the website. So a lot of, you know, everyone wants to have everything on the homepage, and I totally get
that.
You can't. And you can't, but the accordion is something that scrolls, and
yes,
you can see the picture,
yes,
with the water meter and all that. But if those types of items that are just real high on the, you know, chart or whatever, we could have it somewhere else that's more stationary on the website. And that's what I could ask Digital.
So I love the website. It's beautiful. And yeah, I know you're doing a lot of work on it. So in no way am I criticizing.
No, I know.
I'm just saying we've got opportunities. And if we saw the statistics, and not necessarily more labor off of you to review those all the time and adjust 27 times a month, but it would have shown us that it's getting, this one area is getting hit, so that might take it and move it up a peg.
Right.
That's a good
point. A little more visible, that's all.
That's very good.
Okay.
So, if you don't mind, let's go over our action items.
I'm sorry, I got it.
One is
eBlast.
Facilitate, find out about how a director mayor can get a meeting.
Meetings,
okay.
For capabilities of the website.
Two,
and anybody else that wants to be part of it, maybe
too.
If there is anybody.
Analytic report from.
I have it. Analyst, detailed analyst report.
Yeah, just want to make sure these are all the key things for follow up. Mm-hmm. Analytic report. Relocating. Trending items or major items of interest, so that they're immediately on the front page. You don't have to wait for it to scroll by.
Right.
The other thing would be, are we ready to pull, we're ready to pull the trigger on opening that up for subscribers at this point?
I think we need to just figure out what that means.
You
want
to talk to digital deployment first.
Yeah.
You want to talk, okay,
yeah,
all right.
Because there's multiple ways to do that.
Okay, stand by on
mm-hmm,
pulling the trigger.
Okay.
The other action item was, help me out here.
Facebook?
No.
Well, if I want to find out whether or not we can have something that's got...
Oh, policy.
Policy.
Like,
okay.
You know, the boilerplate language and the policy,
okay,
that would be around it. So,
I guess, what am I going to use it for? So, I guess there's just topics that are of interest. I don't know. Could you be general about it, but it would be town business and... Hot items. Yeah.
Okay.
You got it?
I've got those items.
All right, just making sure we're all clear.
Yes, sir.
Can you
good. So we've got through all these?
Yeah.
New business?
Yeah. So
I'm sorry, I'm
no, we're ahead. Good. So item five. So are we good? I think that's good action items. Any questions, Karen?
I have future agenda items is our, what would eBlast look like? So you'd like to have some examples from digital deployment. Provide a detailed analytical report from digital deployment.
What's available is really what?
If it's available.
I know
right.
they have
I know they do too.
What's available
right,
to
what's
us.
Available. And relocating trending items, have it immediately on the home page.
Uh-huh.
And then policy, and then boilerplate.
I don't know if we need policy,
language.
Do we? Yeah, future items, yes.
I think it's more towards the boilerplate, what mm-hmm. kind of length, if any, do we need? This is for, you know, the legal stuff they say at 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. All right. So, any other future agenda items or
just
discussions?
Just a question on one of the meetings that I attended prior to becoming a board member was Odyssey of the Mind, Amanda Dove, who came in and bartered for some. Available space in the facility and said that she would give us a monthly page on her once a month
mm-hmm.
for 18 months.
So we can talk about next item, next we should talk about how do we advertise in the print? How do we do print advertising?
Well, no, I was just questioning. So you're pointing to Mac. So are we using it?
So yes, we did the third one just came up third, second.
Okay, you're getting use out of it.
Yeah, so I know the timing now, and so when we know we're supposed to be submitting stuff, we're like, okay, that's that, let's do this. And the one that just came out was the one we were talking about the other day. It talks about we're hiring lifeguards, like the classes.
That was
good. Okay.
We highlighted one of our painting classes
so
and a couple of
that's
others.
That's a form of communication, so I wanted to make sure you're
yes.
utilizing
yes.
it. You're taking it.
Yes,
you're calling
three,
dibs
right
out
top half. Yes.
Okay. Good. And it mirrors the website and the guy who knows things too, right?
Good. And I have seen similar.
Yeah, and so I work with Carol. So the guy is usually always in the accordion. So whichever the new edition is, it comes out, you click on it, sends you to wherever you need to go to do what you need to do. We also put the lifeguard classes and hiring, and the hiring's in the employment, the lifeguard classes in the accordion, and then the community garden just added to the accordion. Now those will cycle through depending on, you know, once the garden's going, I'm sure that'll go off and there might be pictures somewhere else.
Good.
Because I know there's only 9 slots in the accordion.
Something like that.
So I know I can't hog all of them, but I'll take what I can get when I can get it and pull it off when it's
snowing. So you received good feedback or strong feedback from the ad in the Delta Times?
I don't know if I can really tell that at this point. We've only had, like I said, 2, I think. Like it's only been 2 of them.
Every house is getting it. And
we know it's there. Just, yeah.
Well, it's just point, the only thing is there's just an awful, it's really a newspaper for ads.
It is,
And is it showing up and is it beneficial? I'm trying to determine another form of communications. Are we getting our money's worth at that?
Well, with the 2, I'm going to say yes until I know otherwise.
Okay.
I would think after 6 or 7 months, we'll be able to know, especially by summer, we should be able to know whether it probably had any impact or not. So.
Okay.
I think one more future agenda item is I'd like to put together a community survey of some sort that we should we give a better idea of why we're doing all this stuff. What do people want to hear about? You know, what the heck are they really, you know, what are they subscribing to and why? And I think that we may just part of the communication, getting a two-way discussion on that. We did a mail Survey Monkey a long time ago for the community center, and we had made a long-winded questionnaire that somebody spent a lot of time on. We don't need that. But a 3-to-5 item thing, and you click 5 choices on each one. But it might be interesting to get a survey on what our residents actually are interested in or what they're concerned about. And it just gives a better understanding of who we're talking to.
And it could only, what is it, Survey Monkey is the right. You could have one question, just how would you like to, I know, yeah. But you can do multiple ones, but do one question that says, how do you like to be communicated?
Yeah. And you give them choices.
You give them email, phone,
right.
Snail mail,
right.
Text message, yeah. Whatever way you want.
Next door.
And then you see the bulk. You'll see the curve.
Yeah.
And the ones that we hit the most of.
That would be great for Email Blast. Yeah.
And with one question, people are, and it's right there. They don't have to open up a bunch of it. It's right there.
What we also do, too, so you know, with the easy facility registration system we have, we really make an effort to collect when they register their email information, so we're at least doing blasts on classes.
Mm. Yeah,
I think it's just under 1,000 that are in that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So it's there, but we don't do it all the times where they get tired of seeing this stuff. It's kind of, you know, something's coming up, registration's low, boom.
Yeah.
How the email process goes.
There was a 2,000 email blast goes real fast if we do two a month or 4 a month. So that's the total number they're talking there. They have best practices too, so that I wouldn't mind sitting on that phone call with those guys at some point.
Okay.
Just trying to fit some of those practices without being efficient and not having to overburden. You know, maybe we don't have to.
What time of the day is best for you, Chris?
Anytime. I can take a phone and a webinar anytime.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to be in the office.
No. This meeting is for just for you.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Okay.
So a webinar, if it's a webinar, it would work anytime for both of
you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. No, a webinar is not with the cameras, right? It's just
maybe we're going to follow along on our computer screen or whatever our website is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to have voice through your computer.
Cell phone.
Oh, you have a cell phone.
Yeah.
What do you let up? You have a
all right.
And screen. Yeah.
Any other agenda items for the future? At this point. All right, at this time I'd like to call our meeting adjourned.